Is it time for a new roof? Call Sears Roofing. You can save $500 if you call right now. Just call 1-877-938-1414. Hurry, offer ends soon. Not available in all states. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing now. You can save $500. Call now. 1-877-938-1414. Sears.
Blog Talk Radio.
They get it, shorty. Oh, this that kid right here, nigga. What's up? What's up? 103. Yeah. Yeah. Nigga, 103. Let's go. Get up in the club, nigga.
Yes, I know you host the mixtapes too, man.
Oh man, I got a lot of mixtapes I'm hosting, man. I shout out to all the independent artists that have been screaming at me, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Brick Squad members, you know what I'm saying? I got two mixtapes I'm about to host for the Brick Squad, you know what I'm saying? Thanks to you, you know what I'm saying, for me hosting your show, you know what I'm saying? They heard my voice over the air, so they hollered at me. The Nicky Rich Show .com.
Yeah, we always about that connect, and we're glad that, you know, you were able to connect with Brick Squad. That's going to be major right there. You know, they already building their brand as well. So, you know, they're doing big things, and I had a blast when they came through.
Oh, man, me too, man. Rome, shout out to Rome Dollars, man. That's my homie from back home, man. He represents LB also. You know, shout out to the whole North Boys, man. Rest in peace, Freaky Todd, Freaky Big Nice. Lou, what's popping?
Exactly, exactly. And also, we have special guests tonight, and we are excited about our special guests. We have some hot, hot guests coming through. So y'all have to stay tuned to see who's coming through. And our first guest will be on at 7:15, so we're pumped up about that. We always bring the hottest. And, you know, we're getting geared up for tomorrow and next week as well. Tomorrow, I want to let everybody know that we do have Donnell Jones coming through. So that's going to be major, as well as Jay South, formerly of Blackstreet. And I used to love me some Blackstreet.
No doubt. No doubt.
And I know, DJ Unique, what you say tomorrow going to be?
Oh, man, that's going to be, you got to grab the lotion, you got to grab the candles, you know, to get them toys, them condoms and all that, because it's going digital. Sexy sloppy.
You said that's that baby-making day.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's that love-making, you know what I'm saying? You know you got to respect Donnell Jones and, man, Blackstreet, man, they're classic. You know what I'm saying, R&B group, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boys.
Yes, they all had some hits. And, you know, for Blackstreet, they had went on their separate ways, you know, but each as an individual, they had some killer hits as individuals, because you can't, sometimes it's kind of hard to have a group to break, you know, break up and go do their individual projects, you know. And then doing their individual projects was a major project. They were doing their thing.
Most definitely. Most definitely,
yes.
Man. You already know. Hits.
Exactly. I want to let. Huh?
I said, what's good with you, though?
Man, I'm just laying low right now. This Saturday, I will be hosting a showcase in Rockingham, North Carolina. It is We Are Music, presented by Sky's the Limit Entertainment. And I'll be going to the country, what we call it. And
well,
I'll
I'm
be hosting
right
down
now.
There. Huh?
I'm in Rockingham right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's country.
I'm going to sneak up on you, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, what it do, nigga? Before, no hot second, before I do my thing, you know what I'm saying? You know I got to come show it off, man.
Yes. And, you know, we got to get it in. I know that also much love Brick Squad in the building. I see them, you know, on the phone line. Shout out to Brick Squad. I mean, it's so many people tuned in right now. It's crazy.
Man, come on, man. We do what it do. Shout out to the whole team, Cherokee DJs, you know what I'm saying, for real, man. Shout out to all the DJs I spoke to today, you know what I'm saying. We just got four more DJs added to the coalition, so shout out to all of them four DJs, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to the boss lady, Cherokee the Ass, you know what I'm saying. Follow her on Twitter at Cherokee, the letter D, Ass, triple X, you know what I'm saying. Also follow the boss man, Icon, and I am the Icon. You know what I'm saying, we're doing real big things, man. I'm so happy to be on the show, Nikki.
Exactly. You know, I'm glad because we're excited about Rodney Perry coming on. It's going to be hot. That is major.
I heard he's ready to get on right now, like yesterday.
Yes. Yes, and he is in the building, so we're excited, you know. We are ready.
Let people know who Rock Perry is. Let them know who he is.
Man, if you don't know, everybody, I'm going to tell you, this man here, first of all, he wears so many hats, you know. First of all, he's an actor, a host of Rodney Perry Live, as well as a comedian, a father, and I mean, it's just so many hats that I can't even explain. And, you know, as an individual, you know, we have to do it sometimes. We have to work hard and not just at one thing. So he wears so many hats, has so many talents, and we cannot wait. I mean, a part of so many shows as well. So we cannot wait to talk with him tonight. And we also have Project Pat coming through.
You ain't saying it right, girl. It's Project Pat. You got to get it right, baby. It's Project Pat.
As well as we have also who coming through is Jay Hood. Jay Hood of D-Block.
Yeah, former D-Block. If y'all don't know out there listening, you know, Jada Kiss, Styles P, Sheik Luch, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was a young boy that was on the team, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Jay Hood and the ODG movement, you heard?
And, you know what, we have to, today is Throwdown Thursday, so you know what we do. We always have to bring the hottest. And today, you know, when we put this together, I was like, I have to bring the hottest guest on Throwdown Thursday. That's why it's called Throwdown Thursday.
But look, we throw it out every day, so we're just going to enjoy this day. We're just going to make this one the special day, because I throw it out Monday through Sunday and backwards.
Oh, yes. For those who are tuned in right now, you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. I see we already got the lines flooded already, so it's crazy. But before we get to our callers, y'all, just hold tight. I want to let everybody know that you can call in anytime, and we're on every, I say, platform there is. We're in podcasts. You can download us in iTunes. You can go to NikkiRichShow.com as well, and you also can go to YouTube, because what we do, we turn these audios into videos, so we make sure we getting it. You know, we want everybody to hear these shows because we have major guests, major artists, and you know it's all centered around our indie artists. But we try to, you know, put together mainstream artists, you know, with our indie artists, so we can just put together a hot show. But right now I want to go to a 757 number. You're on the air with Nikki Rich. Tell us your name, who you are, and where you calling from.
Yo, what's going on? This your boy Fly B from that Brit Squad Mafia camp. I'm calling out that 757 VA all day.
Much love. What's going on? How's it going? Brit Squad in the building.
Oh, yeah. We always in the building. We everywhere. And when I say everywhere, we everywhere. Like, I want to give a shout-out to the daggone homie Matt Drama. I want to give a shout-out to daggone Money Pistol. I want to give a shout-out to my homie Chicago Santana. I shout-out daggone who coming on the show tonight, daggone Ryan Perry. That on Project Pat, that on we just working out here.
You doing your thing. I hear you got a new mixtape coming out as well.
Oh, yeah, that's called The Takeover Begins, and that's hosted by DJ Gunplay and that's some Money Pistols. I got a couple special features up there, but I'd rather wait until it drops so that on fans can really get to see what our whole movement is like. Oh, and I must say this, free my big brother Gucci. I have to say that. We can never forget him all day because that's the general all day. But so really, it's just work. That's all it's about right now. It's just working, and that can be grinding it out. And I almost forgot one more shout-out. I can't even come up here and not get no shout-out because they haven't seen Nikki Rich. That's just disrespectful. So
Thank you, girl. Okay, now. And DJ Unique in the building
as well. I got love everywhere, dude. You already know.
Let me give one more shout out. I gotta give one more shout out, and that's to my wife. I gotta give her a shout out too, of course.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, Kodak moment. That's a Kodak
moment.
Yeah, you got to.
Oh yeah.
That's real big though, man. That's what's up, man. You know I'm about to do a mixtape for one of your members of y'all squad, you know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout for that also, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, then that means that they're going to mean you need to be linking up then if you're working with the Mafia then.
I got two of your artists. I got two of them, Ron Dollars, and I got, what's the other one, nigga?
Young Canova.
That's right.
Young Canova on them beats. And that on Ron Dollars. Well, I mean, it's all bricks, guys, so it don't even matter. We all family. So trust and believe that and shoot. Trust and believe that when y'all link up, it's going down.
Yeah, man, the Brit Squad come in like it's like a school of people.
Oh, yeah.
They take over.
We from the East Coast to the West Coast, like it's not a game whatsoever. It's like Brit Squad to the grave. Like shout out to Matt Drama. That's my big homie, my big brother, like. That's my big homie, like, straight up shout out to him, salute all day, that on my 10-17 all day.
Most definitely, man. I also want to shout out, like, dude, let me make my two shout outs to my two brick rimmers. You know, I'm representing Queens, New York, so I can't forget about my man Rocka Flocka. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, he's from Queens, New York. He's from South Jamaica, Queens, baby. So get it, don't, he ain't from Atlanta, get it twisted. Southside, Rocka Flocka, and my man Frenchie, baby. They're my dudes right there at home, baby. Yeah, they represent
their
home, man.
Now, like I said, everything Brick Squad. Shout out to the homie Rocka Flocka. He just dropped a whole new tape. Shout out to Dagon Frenchie with that concrete. Dagon Jungle. Dagon, I believe. That came out on 10-17. Everybody know what time it is. First thing in the morning, it's 10-17. That don't mean it's time for that on us, it's Brick Squad. And nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. It's Brick Squad, everything.
I know that's right.
All righty. Much love to you. We're going to get back to some other callers. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And I will definitely be there soon. I'll be there soon.
All right. Thank you. Brick Squad in the building.
And Nikki, they show love. Nikki, they show love every day, man. You got to give up to Brick Squad, man, for real, man. They show love every day. When I say every day, every day.
Much love. I think, you know, some people saying there's a volume, something with the volume. If there's problem with the volumes, guys, you might have to refresh. I'm not sure. You might have to refresh it. I don't know if you can hear. Sometimes, you know, with the internet and everything, because we have people in the chat room, so you might have to refresh. But also, moving forward, we're going to go to some more callers. I think we have a 917. 917, you're in the building. In New York.
Yeah, you already.
Uh-oh, that sound like my man right there.
What's Guavin?
Who
that is. Yeah, you already know, man. What it do, my boy?
Oh, man, you already know what it is. Tell the world who this is on the line right now. I think it's about that time, man, ain't it, nigga?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
It's that
What's
time.
Dropping, man? It's your boy, J-Hub,
right,
man, the babyface gangster. ODG representing and all that, man. What it do?
Is this my man, J-Hood?
J-Hood?
ODG in the building. What's dropping?
What's going on?
Man, cooling. Trying to make it do what it do. Same old two-step, different dance floor and all that.
Man, we're Man,
that's what I do.
See? Lisa, we glad to have you in the building, man. I have to keep going down the line because our lines be so crazy, you know. So I be like, okay, who is this? So I be like crazy, you know. A lot of people, they be like, oh, I'm calling from this 347 number, you know, when we have guests. I say, okay, well, we have a lot of 347 numbers coming in, so. But anyways, we're glad to have you. We welcome you to the Nikki Rich Show. Yeah.
Yes.
We know you're doing major things right now.
Yeah, to the hood.
Yo, Nick, what's going on,
man? Let the world know about the hood, man. Let the world know about the hood.
The boys here, man, got the new single we pushing right now called Chopping, man. Me and the homie Torch from MMG and all that, you know what I'm saying? We going real hard on the net video shoot on Saturday. Look out for that, man. It's going to be on Worldstar, MTV Jams, Live TV, you know what I'm saying? And all the joints on the net that show videos. So, you know, be on the lookout for it. It's going to be real gigantic, you know?
Wow.
Most definitely, man. Nikki, I know you got some questions for Hood.
Man, I want to know, first off, how did you start off with the name Jay Hood? Where did you get that from?
Oh, my name is Joshua Hood. Hood is my last name.
Okay, okay.
So, you know, it was pretty easy to come up with that.
Okay, all right. And also,
on top of
you know.
In the hood, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't want
to
cut
you off.
You know.
I was saying, you know, starting in the industry, how did you get started? Was there anybody that influenced you to just get into the music industry?
I mean, to be honest with you, I'll keep it all the way 1,000. Shit, stealing my brother tapes back in the days got me influenced, man. I used to steal his Nas tapes, his Helter Skelter tapes, Outkast joints, all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? And that just, you know, gave me the urge to want to rap. I started hearing them. I'm like, you know, I could do the same thing. So I'm putting rhymes together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, before you know it, I was writing my raps, doing talent shows out there in Charlotte. And, you know, and one thing led to another.
Hey, so
hey, I'm a North Cat baby, in case you ain't know.
Oh, you know
huh?
I'm not back to that.
So I'm a North Cat baby, just in case y'all ain't know, man.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. So you from
yeah,
the Carolinas.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking
Carolina,
about.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Florida,
so what part of Carolina?
Man, I didn't live in Greensboro and Charlotte, man. So, you know, a little bit of both of them. So, you know, I mean, I moved up here up top when I was around like 13. So, like I said, New Carolinian. That's New York mixed with Carolina. So, get with me.
That's real.
Man,
it's
crazy,
real.
Man. To all the people
that's
out
major.
There, man, that just don't know, man, it's Jay Hood on the line, man. Former D-Block,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's your boy, man. Former fourth member of the Locks, you know what I mean? The whole reason D-Block, the movement was created, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know the kid, you know, do a little bit of research, man. You know, nowadays you can Google anything, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Get on the net, you know what I'm saying, if you want to get familiar with your boy. Catch me on Twitter, whatever the case be, man. J_Hood_ODG. You know what I'm saying?
And you are
you know?
On the internet. I tell you that anything you can pull up.
For real, for real.
That's my dude, man. That's my dude. That's just a computer king right there, man.
Anything.
Yeah, he's a computer king.
I can pull up what you're eating right now. I probably can see it. Whatever you having for lunch right now. Off Google. <Get it up. laughs>
Man,
one
man, that's
what
crazy.
What kind of sandwich Nikki Rich had earlier? Zooming in on Google.
The boy
oh, yeah.
Drives, man, let them know about
now,
the album you got out right now, Hood.
Man, I got a mixtape I just released. I said about a month and a half ago. It's called The Second Coming. I dropped that, you know, with a collaboration with datpiff.com, you know, it's just like a mixtape, but I jacked a lot of industry beats, you know, mixed it up with a few originals. I got a couple good reviews from me. XXL gave me a large, you know what I'm saying? So basically we're just working on the next project right now, which is called No Handouts. You know what I'm saying? That's scheduled to come out December the 3rd. Got a couple different artists on there as well, you know. And other than the mixtape, I got an actual LP that's out on iTunes right now called Sorry I Made You Wait, which features OJ the Juice Man, Lil Flip, Two Pistols, Chingy, my man Tone Trump, Young Buck, Rich Boy, Ray Cash, J.R. Ryder, and a number of other people. So, you know, you pick that up on the net as well.
That's
boy,
not,
definitely working, man.
So,
definitely working.
So tell us a little bit about the ODG movement.
Oh, man, this stands for on the grind, you know what I mean? And you ain't even got to rap to be on the grind. That's just like an everyday lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? You could sell waters on the side of the highways, like, you know what I'm saying, and you on the grind. I don't care if you sell envelopes, jawbreakers. You can sell Laffy Taffys, whatever you're doing to get your bread. As long as you're grinding, you could be on the grind. You know what I mean? So we just basically for the grinders.
Okay. Now, are you looking to work with any other, any other artists or collaborate in some sense, you know, while you on this little movement?
I mean,
as far as what?
I mean, I definitely collaborate with up-and-coming artists, man. If y'all want to get at me,
okay.
everything is reasonable, you know what I'm saying? But you can hit me up. You know, we could discuss, you know, different stuff. You can hit me at hoodfeatures@gmail.com. You know, I definitely do the feature thing. Hit me up direct
definitely.
On Twitter as well.
You know,
what
do you think
what
about the,
man,
you what
you
think
what
about the music
right?
now?
What I think about the music nowadays?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's cool. I'm more of an old school guy, though, man. Like, I'm a young old school nigga, like, I mean, I'm 27 years old, but I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't really listen to the music that's out, you know, nowadays, man. He probably laugh at me and all that, but I listen to Al Green, you know, Barry White, Marvin Gaye,
okay.
Smokey Robinson, all that type of shit like that, you know what I mean?
All right.
I don't want to get into the new stuff. I mean, it's a couple of dudes out there that's doing their thing. I definitely respect the new artists out there that's, you know, pushing their music, but I'm more of an older, old school dude. I like the records that my mom, you know, push me.
Well, we have your music. We have some music of yours. We have this Chopping. Tell us a little bit
Ooh.
About Chopping.
That's all we doing, man. That's all we know is chopping. Chopping is you getting money in the hood. You run around chopping. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody else trapping. That's just another terminology for trapping. So, you know,
uh-huh.
you chopping, you getting that bread in the streets. And that's the lead single off the new mixtape, The Second Coming, which features Torch from Maybach Music. So, like I said, the video shoot is Saturday. You know, that's getting a couple spins on local radio stations, picking up as we speak. So, you know, look out for that. You're going to be hearing it more.
You hear that?
Most
definitely. Did you hear what he just said, nigga? It's on radio station. Come on, man. Mixtape. Come on. This ain't no album now. Who they do that at? Come on. ODG.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we're pushing the indie, too, man. We independently major, man. What it do,
Let's
do,
go.
Nigga?
Yeah. What it do, do. Grind.com.
Yeah.
But you on the two hood, yeah, son.
Well,
well,
we're gonna go to the track
right
Chopping live
yes.
with Day Hood, the Nicki Rich Show. Here we
yeah.
go. Check it here first.
Yeah. No handout. Oh, DJ, if you. We chop, 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 chop. All my niggas chopping. I can get it for you soft, or I can cook it up and rock. We chop, 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 chop. All we know is chopping. Get the scale, stay in my pocket, cause my trap won't always drop. We chop, 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 chop. All my niggas chopping. I can get it for you soft, or I can cook it up and rock. We chop, 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 chop. All we know is chopping. Get the scale, stay in my pocket, cause my trap won't always drop. Rewind round back. Chopping off of they jack. These pills with that smack. Boy, we hustle off of them racks. Fuck out whatever you need. That white, that green, and that brown. We deal with O's in the town. Set up shop and flood the whole town. Busting graphics down. No demolition involved, though. Connect with y'all sled eyes and we look like Ricky Ricardo.
I sell them whole, sell them loose, and sell them cheap. Before you nigga dead me on my work, I bet his head a leak. Ain't no negotiating, and it's shit, how much money you got? A sister drips my work, or we gon' pull up with guns on your block. Got an excellent plug, and first fly from Bogota. Always with your hoop, because the hood detectives know the car. I see D's, fam, and I ain't talking about the diss. Supercharged Range Rover, same color as the fish. If I ain't got it, you can get it from my little man. If you need the dog food, can get it for you by the can.
Chop, 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 chop. All my niggas chopping. I can get it for you, talk, or I can cook it up and rock. We chop, 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 chop. All we know is chopping. Did you scale stay in my pocket? Cause my trap won't always drop. We chop, 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 chop. All my niggas chopping. I can get it for you, talk, or I can cook it up and rock. We chop, 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 chop. All we know is chopping. Did you scale stay in my pocket?
I'm shopping. No small talk, just big checks. You smile time, I'm bow time. Drive big body, 6X, 7 series, dream cars. I'm triple beaming, my team stars. Broke nigga, I don't see y'all. My scale tip, sea salt. Sea salt in my baggage, still ducking them patties. Stash box in my caddy, look like a gun show when I crack it. Don't panic, that potato got that chopper mute. Paramedic can't help, call a helicopter unit. I'm fly as hell, swagging hard at my YSL. My mama begging me to quit hustling and ask for money, that's why I sell. Love the fall, love the fame. Triple O, too deep in the game. Triple C, me deep in the game. You keep it a thousand, I keep it the same. Before I whip it, taste test. Try it out. Used to diamond dub it. Now I pine them up and drive them out. Blazing billets till they kill me. Boy, ain't nothing to change. In Elmira, my name rang. Head buck, bang, bang.
Chop, 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 chop. All my niggas chopping. I can get it for you, talk, or I can cook it up and rock. We chop, 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 chop. All we know is chopping. Did you scale stay in my pocket? Cause my trap won't always drop. We chop, 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 chop. All my niggas chopping. I can get it for you, talk, or I can cook it up and rock.
Whatever you need.
We chop, 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 chop. All we know is chopping. Did you scale stay in my pocket? Cause my trap won't always drop.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. We are live. Jay Hood in the building, along with DJ Unique, co-hosting for the day. You was just listening to Chopping.
That was a that was hot.
Thanks.
That is hot,
it.
There,
good
man.
Look.
I was in here bouncing.
That's what it is. I
that
just
is
wait
real,
to hear the
man.
Remix. Remix gonna be
so
hot.
That's hot. So who helped produce the album?
The track. My man B King. He from out of Virginia and all that. So you know, be on the lookout for him. He's definitely on the come up. The boy got some
okay.
Ill production. So, you know, he did sign for Roscoe Dash and a couple other people. So, like I said, be on the lookout for him. And as far as the project, I got different cats that send me production, man. I'm basically just working with the up-and-coming producers trying to get him a shot, you know what I'm saying? So, if a nigga pop, they pop with me. You feel what I'm saying? So,
that's
new
real.
Dudes.
That is real
there
right there. That's hot. Man, I'm loving it. So I know you working on this and different projects. What can we expect from Jay Hood in the future?
Y'all can expect that video soon. Y'all can expect the remix, which is going to be retarded. I'm not even going to name who won it. I got like six big-name dudes out there that's hopping on a remix to that Chopping record. Then I got the see, we actually promoting this mixtape like an actual album, so I got
okay.
the next single already lined up, which is Bananas. If y'all feeling that Chopping, man, the next joint is like next level hot. Like, you know what I mean? When I say next level, I mean like it's definitely potential crossover music. Like, you know what I mean? The ladies going to love it. It's the lyrics and the whole concept of the song is like a real situation where everybody can relate to. And then the third single is this Bananas as well. So you could just be on the lookout for the project, no handouts, you know what I mean? Self-explanatory.
Yes. And I like it because it doesn't sound like all the other music. You know how everybody's music from different artists are sounding the same. You know, it sounds different. It's unique. It's Jay Good. That's what it is.
Exactly. There you go.
I
got that Nicki Rich stamp, baby.
Yes, yes. Loving it, for real. I like that chapter.
That ain't nothing. They ain't hearing nothing. World, they like that. That ain't hell.
Yeah,
that's
like, man,
right
that's Sammy Sosa complexion.
Yeah, man. This is my dude. Hood, man. You know,
yeah,
that's
my bro.
This world.
Brosé.
Man. We are so excited about having you in the building, man. I've been gearing up all week.
I'm like, yo, Nick, yeah, she going hard, man. She definitely
promoing
it, man.
She gets it in.
Because people, man, when I told them all the guests that was coming on, they was like, oh, my God. And I know y'all got the retweets. It's been crazy. Everybody just been hitting me up, left, even tweeting and texting now, and they know I'm on the air. You know, sometimes you got to be like, listen, I'm on the air right now. I can't talk to y'all. Yeah, so everybody wanting to know, you know. I was like, just call in. That's all
man,
I can say.
That's what we should do. But we want to know what the world thinks anyway, man, because I already know what it's coming with, man.
Yeah.
So
you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that one, y'all. Because I see you on the line, but nobody pressing that one right now.
They're eavesdropping.
They're eavesdropping right now. But if I'm opening their eyes right now, man, for real, man, Jay, let him know one more time how to book you, you know what I'm saying, because he do futures, you know what I'm saying, any producers you want, any beats, you know what I'm saying, jump on, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying, it's little or nothing,
yeah,
you know
man,
what I'm saying.
You want to send me production, you want to send me some production and all, like you get at me at ODG Entertainment, well, actually, ODGENTmusic@gmail.com. If you want to book me, booking Jay Hood at AOL.com, the two O's and Hood is the actual number zeros. And you want to feature, hoodfeatures@gmail.com. And like I said, if you want to get at me direct, get at me on Twitter, man, J_Hood_ODG, and I will get at you ASAP. You know?
That's what we talking about right there. That's real. That's real. And, you know, right now, we always live and people, you know, they want to know, oh, what's your contact? How can I contact? He giving it to you right now.
Right. Yep,
that's how
exactly.
you contact them. But
you
yeah, we're getting
me,
it
get
in.
DJ Unique.
Exactly. So, are
yes,
you?
Man.
When are you coming back to Charlotte?
All right, so I'll be down there in a few weeks. I got family down there. My brother, he lives down there, and my sister-in-law. So I'll be down there in a few weeks, actually.
Okay, we're gonna have to link up. You know,
definitely.
I always like to talk to or link up with different artists. You know, not just behind the scenes.
All right. Sound like a plan?
Most definitely. Well, we thank you for coming through tonight to the Nicki Rich Show. And, you know, you're welcome back to come back anytime, co-host like DJ Unique. We always, we don't just make it a one-time thing. We always love to have our guests on, you know, just not just one time, multiple times. And, you know, we up here building, and we are, you know, here trying to help others and help each other build their brand. So that's what we're here for, and that's part of our platform.
All right, that's what's guapping, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, that's another thing, too, man. We don't say popping or none of that shit. We say guapping. So, you know what I'm saying? If you hear anybody say guapping, you already know what it is. You know what I mean?
All
hey,
right.
Nick.
Yes.
Yo, Nick.
What did you do, homie?
Yeah. Hey, now, you already know, man. Get at me, man. Appreciate y'all having me. It's a pleasure. You know what I mean? And, you know, be on the lookout for the project.
Most definitely. And we thank you. And we always end with our guests by saying we wish you all the best. much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless.
All right, same to you. God bless.
All righty. You were just listening to Jay Hood, formerly of D Block Man. He has his own thing going on, independent, and ODG Entertainment. Y'all, he's getting it in. You have to go check him out. Follow him on Twitter at J_Hood ODG. So also be on the lookout for my homeboy's DJ Unique mixtape. Tell him a little bit about it.
Oh, man, the GOAT, the greatest of all time mixtape is out right now. Or you got to go on .piff, you know what I'm saying? I ain't asking y'all to download it. The view is cool, you know what I'm saying? Just put DJ Unique in the search box, DJ /spacebar Unique, you know what I'm saying? And all my mixtapes will come out. But I got the GOAT mixtape that's out right now, the greatest of all time, because I think I'm the best who ever done it. It's more like of a compilation. I call it a compilation album, you know what I'm saying? I don't call it like a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Because when I go in, I go in, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're going to have, like, the dirty side. I took it everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I got the R&B for the females. You know what I'm saying? You can go in every direction with it. You know what I'm saying? You got the happy, happy, go lucky. I got Shorty the Comedian on there doing the intro. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you got my boss, Lady Cherokee, on there. I got Bowl Crusher. You know what I'm saying? Just got a little bit of co-signers on there. Let them know what it is, that Unique is the greatest of all time. You know what I'm saying? And then I got a mixtape I'm about to drop that I'm really, really, really going to put my heart into. It's called The Underrated. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, all my mixtapes mean something to me. You know what I'm saying? My name, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm very underrated. A lot of people don't know my bio, you know what I'm saying? Because how cool and laid back I am, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I got the underrated coming out. No, but it's the GOAT that's out right now. You know what I'm saying? Cop that.
Most definitely.
Give me a listen. Follow me on Twitter, DJ Unique 23. Man, we got a movement, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to any DJs that can hear me right now. I got love for all the upcoming DJs. You know what I'm saying? Me and Cherokee, the ass, the porn star, we got a DJ coalition called Team Cherokee DJs, you know what I'm saying? So get at me on Twitter at DJNe23 if you want to be a part of the team, you know what I'm saying? It's very easy to get down with the team, or is it about promotion, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
And also to let everybody know, this Monday we have Shoddy coming through. What's my name? Shoddy. He will be coming through on... He'll be coming through on Monday, man. It's going to be crazy.
Nikki, so can I get it one time? Can I get it one time on the air? Can I get it one time on the air? Can I hear it one
what?
Time? I know you know what I'm talking about. Hey, I saw you. Come on.
Do you know where we're going with this?
Hey.
Also, we have on Monday, you may know him from the Parkers, Ken Lawson. So he's going to be on as well. So we're excited about him. And right now we're going to take a small break, and we're going to take it back. Last night we had a special guest on, and our special guest was a hip-hop legend known as Special Ed. So we want to go to his track, I Got It Made. Y'all stay tuned to the Nicki Rich Show, live with Nicki Rich, co-host DJ Unique.
Numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. And understand I got the gift of speech, and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I talk sense condensed into the form of a poem. Full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short, I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I'm outspoken, my language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, the cooling is off, then I'm about to spool it with the girlies that's busting it out. I'm special ed, and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss, and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me a titan to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it made.
Got it made.
Got it made. I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. Never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut, and my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, and I still want more. Time to find a Honda Scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An account to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear outwear for every day. Boutique from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made 1 million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink 1 million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made. I got it made. I got it made. I'm kind of spoiled, cause everything I want, I got made. I wanted gear. Got everything from cotton to suede. I wanted legs. I didn't beg, I just got laid. My hair was growing too long, so I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got Cascade, and when the weather was hot, I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made this hated alligators who slayed. I got it made. I got it made. I got it made.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest show on the planet. For those who don't know, you can call in at 323-580-5749. We have special guests coming up. Man, we have Rodney Terry coming through, 8:15. We cannot wait. He's already in the building. He's already here, guys. Right now, our phone line's so crazy, so we want to go to the phone line. Caller, you are on the air with Nikki Rich. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
What a money pistol, Chicago, Santana, I land over the DMV. You already know what it is.
Stud.
What's going on?
Out here making moves, making money. That's it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. So who we got on the line is Money Pistol.
And Money Chicago Santana.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about you guys, what y'all got going on.
Everything, man. Like, there's a lot of networking going on. Like, really, man, you can just Google us, man. We everywhere, man. Honestly.
Yeah, on the YouTube.
That's what I was talking about.
All that, man. Going through a little Twitter complications right now, but
we
everywhere though.
That's real. That's real. So, do y'all have any new projects y'all working on? I think we lost some guys, but we're gonna keep going, and I think we'll get them back in just a few. Right now, we want to go to some. I like. This 6 Trey G, fresh, like a million bucks.
Party people in the house. Fresh dress. Fresh dress. Fresh dress. Fresh dress. Fresh dress. Like a million bucks.
Looking, feeling like a million bucks. Cause I was
fresh dress. Fresh dress.
See, I was in that club. I had a two-long tuck, but I was
fresh.
Look at me,
I trip on the scene, too clean, fresh to death in the earth's on Miss Steam. Face on the shirt, potting of the mug on me. Cocoa pants, the same thing on the jeans. You know you ain't seen the gangster.
team. Get so sick to fit me vaccine. Round my britches, big diamond back rattler. Coco Fitty, the A stands for Alabama. First of the month, I'm like a cunt on the cycle. Come up shop, I chomp them off like Michael. Hit them bricks and I'ma stalk like Michael. When I flip them chips, I copped off like Michael.
Fresh dress, like a billion bucks. Fresh, fresh dress, like a billion bucks. Fresh, fresh dress, fresh, fresh dress. Fresh, fresh dress, like a million bucks.
I was looking, feeling like a million bucks. Cause I was
fresh dress, fresh, fresh dress.
See, I was in that club, I had the tool on top, but I was
fresh dress, like a billion bucks.
Back Saatchi frame, on B. Big boy chain with the 30 gram piece. Charcoal leather, new era with the stocking. Don't boy Caesars, got six back pockets. I rock J's, I got the custom made ostrich. Black cat trays, they hit me for the 800. Ain't no thing, we keep it cracking all day. Man, we top U-Haul trucks, we trapping all day. When I hit that mall, act pitiful. Y'all lay back, the six tray going digital. Metro Park, cop Don Ed Hardy. Pop two bars and throw a rock star party. I was looking, feeling like a million bucks. I was on that cushion, dog, it had me stuck. La mama look like Trina, thick as fuck. Plus I'm on that Belvedere, I think I tried my luck. Yeah.
Fresh dress, like a billion bucks. Fresh, fresh dress, like a billion bucks. Fresh, fresh dress, fresh, fresh dress. Fresh, fresh dress, like a billion bucks.
Looking, feeling like a million bucks. Cause I was
fresh dress, fresh, fresh dress.
See, I was in that club, I had the tool on top, but I was
fresh dress, fresh billion bucks.
Look at me, I'ma hit that nose, black tees, black 13s with the crown hold the jeans. Mark Buchanan, black leather with the panther. Flex fit baseball, the B stands for I'm off the chain. And ears, Mark Blanc frames to show them dames how I live. Rock them doses, rock Prada, rock Gucci. I can rock that pink, cause I'm trill like Boosie. That brand new Coochie done hit that block. Aqua Blue Joker Group, cop that off top. Got the jeans and the jacket, got the hat and the top. Got my gal looking for the shoes and the socks.
Fresh dress, like a billion bucks. Fresh, fresh dress.
Nikki Reeves.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. We are live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, as we do each and every Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, just a few minutes ago, one of the calls was dropped. So we're going to get back to our callers. Callers, you back on the air with Nikki Rich live right now.
Yeah, well, my fault. Yeah, once again, it's your boy Money Pistol, Chicago Santana. We in here, man.
Man, y'all getting it in. Thank y'all for coming through. It's crazy tonight. Our lines is crazy, so... yes, we have some, you know, we just had Jason come through. We got also we have Rodney Perry coming through. Y'all may know him from the Monique show, so we having a hot show. It's Throwdown.
Yeah, that's what, I see everybody be calling into your show, Nikki. For the most part, from what I've been hearing. Nigga got it popping out in the NC.
G-Mix.
I do it.
Yeah.
G-Mix. Did the remix.
Same old, just a different day. I been trying to get it, each and every way. Wait, mama need a house, baby need some shoes. Okay. Times are getting hard, okay. Hard, that's what I'ma do. Hard, close mouths, don't get fed on this bullet. Okay, I'm cool. to August. Show money to profit. See, did not cop it. Got by the house note in my pocket. I'm on South Beach with that top off. Bad bitch and her ass off. Something out of that catalog. She introduced to that lockjaw. And I've been connected with Lisa. Or maybe it was Sheila. My Chevy sitting too high. I call that with Khalifa. And I'm all about the new Franklin. Ain't talking Aretha. My league too major. I'm hip hop Derek Jeter. And I'm still feeling my pocket. Big bass and it's knocking. Yeah, this beat that remix. What do you ride around with that rocket? Go welcome back to my household. We the best, we that loco. 100 grand for that neck glow. All about the dinero. No, so retarded. We be getting all that. Oh, King Wasabi, it be me Ross. We did party cause it's the same motion. Just a different day. Out here trying to get it each and every way. Wait, mama need a house, house. Baby need some shoes, shoes. Times are getting hard, hard. Guess what I'ma do?
On my Beamer, never know when I slide up, 19 in my Nina, red dot when I ride up, 100 deep in that K.O.D., King of Diamonds, that's me, no you can't get my beat, choppers only think free, step to me and I teach you, somebody text this preacher, straight drop in my beaker, ace knock in my speakers, last night I counted 1 mil, this morning 150, can't count me out, don't make me hurt your feelings, I V12 and Jetty, Jet Blue, forget it, Rolex embedded, with princess and bigot,
yeah.
Same old brick, but it's different, yeah, yeah, that's candy paint, on my 7 tray,
Same old sh- just a different day, out you trying to
get it,
each and every way,
wait,
mama need a house, baby need some shoes, times are getting hard,
hard.
Guess what we gonna do, hustle, hard, close
mouths don't get fed,
yeah.
On this boulevard,
okay, my black card in my pocket, riding round in a Dotty, it off of my boxes. I ain't got time to be boxing. Got a red bone, she look tropic. If she f*** me right, then she shopping. Young money, we popping. I eat these rappers, Anthony Hopkins. See that V-neck, that's Polo. Grilled up like Ocho. Chuck Taylor's with no socks. You chicken, pollo. Live on Sundays. King of Diamonds Monday. Swagger just dumb. Call it Kelly Bundy. Got a big house with a backyard. Fish tank with sharks in it. Real, I'm authentic. I f*** the she sharp when they got a bed. Two be boss in it. Couple homies that gang bang. I get on anybody track and hit the with that Wayne train. Free rider, T.I. Sue to the beehive. Got a G6 and a G5. You cause you feline. Don't stop the party. We be getting all it. Whoa, Kim, I'm sorry, I'm with Mac Fugas and Molly, cause it's the same old.
Y'all motherfuckers thought I was playing, huh? I ain't never even played basketball. Nigga, I don't play. Shit is for real. Everything I love. Since y'all want to throw your spin and talk bad on the real motherfuckers, check this out.
I was reared up in hell, I fanned the cold. If you wonder why I'm hot, now you know I was raised up in the spot. Flooded with coke, with K's and Glocks. Cluttered the flow, and money and dope. Covered the oak, and gorillas and windows. Covered the dough, and incense. Covered the smoke, and business. Covered the hope, and the whole west side. Covered the coast, the best side. That I covered the most in the streets of South Central. I'm known as a host. One of the early interees, one of the olds. Who went from elementary straight to the pros. Straight to the penitentiary, straight to the hole. I knocked off 8 dates, straight in the roll. Whoa. Niggas better slow down. They speaking about a real motherfucker. Go,
yeah, nigga, take a walk in my L.A. gears before you judge my name and throw your spears. To understand my pain, gotta live my years. This is not a game, it's for real. Here, yeah, nigga, take a walk in my L.A. gears before you judge my name and throw your spears. To understand my pain, gotta live my years. This is not a game, it's for real.
Really born to a dope fiend, mama. and literally breastfed, crack in the bottle. I done been through drama Hollywood couldn't conjure and overcome problems white folks couldn't conquer. I was reared in a set food, schooled by piranhas, comma I.E. pips and hoes in the sauna with a gang of bloods and grips, thrown in the water, and no father to show me what path I should follow. So I made my own and banged alone. The streets of L.A. became my home. I'm just a baby who think he grown, and mama chose a lay day over wrong. So moves to K.J. became my chaperone. Had visions of being like Al Capone. So I got me a baseball bat, cracked a few cats, changed my name to Mac, and knocked a few racks. Almost had my hat pushed back by New Jack. Stick three caps in the calf and lower back. This recap is a rear view peek at a G-Stack, formerly known as D-Mac.
Here, yeah, nigga, take a walk in my L.A. gears before you judge my name and throw your spears. To understand my pain, gotta live my years. This is not a game, it's for real. Here, nigga, take a walk in my L.A. gears before you judge my name and throw your spears. To understand my pain, gotta live my years. This is not a game, it's for real.
And we are live right now on the Nicki Rich Show. What's going on, guys?
For the third time. Money Pistol.
Oh.
Chicago Santana. Santana.
Money Pistol, Chicago Santana, man. We getting it in right now. You know I always have to play that hot music. Sometimes we
no
have
doubt,
to get
man.
It in sometimes though. Had to go to the track.
Yeah, you're going to have to give us that link so we can send some through.
Oh, yeah, I will, definitely. For anybody who would like to send music, you can send it to NickiRichShow@gmail.com. You also can call in at 323-580-5749. And also, we are live with DJ Unique. He is our co-host as well. And Most definitely, Money Pistols in the building, man. We getting it in. It's live.
Brick Squad Mafia all day.
We're getting gearing up for Rodney Perry to come through. We're excited about that as well. So, you know, is there anything y'all would like the listeners to know, or you would like to, any last words?
Man, just be on the lookout for us, most definitely. Also, not just that, but the Mafia, Brick Squad Mafia, and also out here where we at, be on the lookout for the Landover Mafia. We definitely about to be doing big things out here. And also, myself, Chicago Santana, duo mixtape will be coming out soon, so make sure y'all look out for that. And also, another mixtape posted by myself, the Mafia Music, and DJ Gunplay in December. So make sure y'all be on the lookout
okay.
for that.
Most definitely.
Check us out on YouTube, man.
Y'all worldwide. Y'all over everything. Google. They say Google it.
real talk, though. I mean, that's real talk. Just type in Money Pistol or Chicago Santana. We there. Super Fruity Swag on YouTube. Chicago Santana. On YouTube all day. We there.
Yeah, we everywhere.
Doing numbers.
Everywhere. All right. Well, we thank y'all for, you know, being on tonight. Much love. Thank y'all for coming through. You're welcome anytime. So we are on Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, no doubt. You always know what Squad Love coming from the Mafia.
Thank you so much. We're going to go to a 702 number, 702. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. You're live with Nicki Rich and also DJ Unique.
What up, fam? How y'all doing, man? You know what it is. Kano the Pyro. Calling live from New
Kano.
Vegas.
Vegas in the building.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What up, DJ Unique?
What it do, dude? What's poppin', homie?
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
You did. What's going on in Vegas? HME Radio.
Oh, you know, everything going on around here. You know, they got parties everywhere, every night. So, it depends on how much rest you get, you know, out here. Get enough rest, you can maybe hit three parties. If you get tired, you're gonna be out trouble on a second party.
You said three parties? You going to three parties?
Oh yeah, man, we doing a major out here, man. We got something at Nikki Beach at the Tropicana going down.
Oh.
We be at Club Tayo at the Venetian. We be at the Club Pure at the Caesar's Palace. Hey, man, we club hop around here, man.
Man, I need to jump in one of them clubs. Like, hey! Yeah,
no,
what's good, though, man?
Man, Money Pistols just came through, as well as Chicago Santana. Show our love.
That's
real.
Shout out to them boys. Shout out to them boys right there, man. They doing it. They doing it.
Yes, and we're glad to tell everybody about HME Radio.
HME stands for Hustler Movement Entertainment Radio. We've been on Blog Talk for 3 years now. We're a featured show. I'm a featured host. And, you know, we specialize in underground, locals, and this mainstream exclusives, hip-hop maneuvers, a little bit of everything, you know. We definitely need y'all support right now. Y'all go check out hmegear.spreadshirt.com. We got all the merchandise from the shows, all the pyromaniacs. They can hit me up, get free shirts off there, man. Y'all getting free shipping for the rest of October. So y'all got like a couple days left to get free shipping from hmegear.spreadshirt.com.
Well, you need to send some that way dot biz then. Us this way to the Nigga Rich Show. We be out everywhere. We need to support the movement too now.
Exactly. We down to support HME Radio all day. Much love. Call it New Vegas. New Vegas. Man.
That's what you call it, New Vegas?
Yeah, they call it New Vegas. Don't you call it New Vegas, Kano?
Yeah, we call it New Vegas because, you know, everybody ain't from out here, but we going to take over, you know. We on takeover status right now.
I know.
Right? That's
y'all
what I'm
talking about. Y'all got all my money. Y'all got all the machine.com. I know about Vegas right now, now, now.
You said they got all the machines.
Drake just had his birthday party out here. Just turned 25. He had his birthday party out here this past Saturday at Club Tayo at the Venetian. Man, it was off the chain, man. Man, it was off the meat rack, man. I'm telling you. Thank you, Drake, for bringing all the ladies.
Well, you know, we're glad you came through tonight. We getting geared up for Rodney Perry. He was just in the chat room, you know, hanging out for a little bit. So we're getting geared up for him. Coming up at 8:15, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be live. So
let me tell y'all when my show come on every Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern. Y'all can call in at 347-637-1962. Join the movement, for real. We'd love to have y'all over there.
At HME Radio. Y'all show some love. BlogTalkRadio.com getting it in. And, you know, our lines are already flooded, man. It's crazy right now. But we thank you for coming on, showing your support and love to the Nikki Rich Show. We will be on tonight. Because we know you got some special guests coming through as well.
Oh, yeah, we got Brit Squad Mafia coming through. They're going to be showing some love. We're going to be definitely checking out their new music and, you know, seeing what else is going on with them.
Definitely, most definitely. Well, we thank you. Thank you so much for coming through. And we wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you, Nikki. You know, appreciate it. We love your show also. You know, we always going to be supporting Nikki Rich Show. DJ
you already
know. You
know,
I ain't going nowhere.
Hold tight. You know, everybody on the line, we going to get it in tonight.
So I ain't going nowhere. I got my Bluetooth on, so I'm multitasking.
That's what I'm talking about. All righty. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, man. It's about that time. DJ Unique, our grand finale, our special guest is in the house. Are you ready, DJ Unique? Yeah.
I've been ready.com.
First of all, I want to tell you our special guest tonight. You may know him from the Monique Show. He is a comedian. He is an actor. He is a writer. He has served as the co-host on BET's Monique. He has been in several different movies and shows. And, you know, we welcome today the one and only Rodney Perry to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Hey.
What's up, y'all? Can y'all hear me?
Oh, we hear you loud and clear.
What up, DJ?
What it do?
I just followed you up on Twitter, man. I've been listening to y'all. Y'all been getting it in all show.
Oh, man, you know I got to do, man. Man, it's a blessing, man, because I see you on TV, man. You know, I'm trying to make it different to more of these shows like that. So, you know, I got to get my grind up, baby.
Hey, you know, we all in this for the same reasons, to get out there and hustle. You know, I'm a firm believer in hard work, man, and I see y'all getting it in. So that's why I wanted to come on the show. Nikki, let me tell you something. If you tweet me one more time, I'm going to come find you.
Guess what? As we speak.
Girl, you go hard in the paint. Let me tell you something. Any celebrity, any guest, when you sign up to the Nikki Rich Show, you're going to get 1,000 tweets. You understand me? I've been retweeting, and I'd be like, I know I'm killing somebody's timeline, too, because I got to help this woman because she is going too hard to not get no help. So I want to be a part of the movement.
I know that's right. That's a cool sound. Yes. That's a cool sound right there, Nikki. Wow.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of people that go hard. You know, a lot of people are always talking about what they want to do, but this Blog Talk forum lets you take control of your own destiny. And I love what y'all doing. Not only are you doing the show, but you own damn near every day. What?
Yes. I mean,
that's commitment.
It's crazy. Yes. And I got a chance to listen to your show. Man, I loved it with Carl Thomas. It was so awesome. I was like, oh, my God. It was just so laid back. And, I mean, he was just an awesome guest. It was just an awesome show. Yeah. I loved it.
Thank you so much.
That show was hot.
As a host, I try to have a real, like, a lot of cats do interviews all the time, and they develop all these little stock answers. So I try to ask people stuff that they don't always get asked, and then just try to have a real conversation. And, you know, just listen to y'all's show. That's what I got the vibe from y'all, man. I mean, I'm about to go on iTunes to get me some Jay Hood just because of you.
Oh, man.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah.
That chopping. That was real.
Yeah, Hood on the rise, man. Shout out to the ODG, man. He's still listening. He on right now, you know what I'm saying? That's my big homie, man. Man, I'm proud of him because he was a young boy, you know what I'm saying? And he came up, you know what I'm saying, by himself, you know what I'm saying, without the locks, you know what I'm saying? So that's real big. But that ain't nothing. That's just something for the South, man. He got a whole lot of different stuff, man. I keep up with him. That's my dog, you know what I'm saying? So much love to him. But you, man, I see you everywhere, man.
Woo.
What's going on?
I'm telling you.
Hey, let me tell you something. I got 6 kids, a wife, and 2 baby mamas. I'm just trying to keep people happy. You know, I got 5 daughters, a son. You know, I'm just trying to keep. Did y'all know that kids like to eat every day?
Yeah.
every day. You know, I tried to go every other day, but they go like, nah, daddy, I'm hungry again. So that's the source of my hustle. You know, my family, you know, they keep my grind legitimate. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, be in this game, and they be like, you know, just kind of, you know, they grind when it's convenient. But I don't have the luxury of waiting for the grind to happen. So I go hard all the time. I try to work when everybody else sleeps.
Right. That's a real good look, man. Basically, man, how you said you're a comic, right?
Yeah, I'm a stand-up comic first.
Who influenced you to do what you're doing?
You know what? Eddie Murphy was a huge influence for me. I saw Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live. I was in my cousin's living room, and Eddie Murphy was doing this character called Velvet Jones. And, you know, Velvet Jones was a pimp, and Velvet Jones was on court, and he had a book called How to Be a Hoe. And I thought that was amazing that you could say hoe.
I remember that.
And I was like, that Eddie Murphy, well, before Eddie Murphy, of course, there was Richard Pryor. And Richard Pryor let me know what it was to be a comedian, but Eddie Murphy put a face on it that I said, I can do that. See, if you're a comedian, people supposed to look at, if you're a DJ, if you're a comedian, if you're a talk show host, people supposed to look at you and go, I can do that too. If you good at it, they supposed to think, if you terrible, then people like, no, I don't want to try that. But if you good, people like, they like, I can do that. So when I saw Eddie Murphy, I said to myself, I can. And so that's my main influence. But this is the catch 22 for a comedian. You don't really get influence. Like, you know, it's kind of taboo to be like another comedian. You know, like, if I'm a singer, you can say, hey, Rob, who is your influence? You, man, you know, I was heavily influenced by Miles Davis. I really like Patti LaBelle, Teddy Pendergrass. And then I can emulate and sing those people's songs. But that's kind of taboo in the comedy world to even sound like somebody else. So the thing about a comic, you got to quickly find your voice. And, you know, I've been doing this 20 years now, so I know my voice. I know what I care about, what I sound like. But the reality is you got to hurry up and find that, because if you sound like too much like your influence could be the main person bashing you, saying you ain't shit.
Yeah.
That is so true. That happens a lot. I know in basketball it does.
Absolutely. You got to think, eventually you're going to end up on the same playing field with your influence. Like when I first started, I had my little bio, right, and I would have different people's names on it. Like I opened for Arnaz J or I opened for Sandy Entertainment. Man, I stopped putting people's names on my bio. Ain't nobody name on my bio but mine. I mentioned Cedric the Entertainer because he was my mentor. But other than that, I don't really mention other comedians because you never know when you have triggered a promoter mind to think about somebody else.
Right.
Exactly.
So if you read my bio, you're going to be hard-pressed to find another name on there other than Rodney Perry.
Exactly.
I know that's right. Man,
and, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but my hat is off to you, man, for real, man. Like I said, keep grinding, you know what I'm saying? You got my support, man. If you got me on Twitter, it's on the popping fest, man. Me and Nicky be going ham. You know what I'm saying? And that was funny you mentioned that. It was funny you mentioned that because everybody who I talked to, like, man, what even Jay Hood, he's like, man, Nicky goes super hard. He called me today. He's like, yo, she's tweeting like a mother. So I'm like, yeah, man.
Nicky had me thinking I wasn't popular because I'm talking, Nicky is the only thing on my timeline. I'm like, what the hell? I have other people talk to me. I don't even know. I just said, you know what? Instead of trying to beat them, I'm gonna try to join them. I'm retweeting everything Nicky Rich. I'm retweeting Nicky Rich show. I'm retweeting Miss Nicky Rich and anybody else named Nicky. It was a Nicky Giovanni. I retweeted her just because I thought it might.
Oh shit. Wow.
That is hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, Ronnie, it's something that I really did not know. I did not know you served the country. I mean, I didn't know you was for 8 years a part of the Navy.
Absolutely. I was in the Navy for 8 years. I met some lifelong friends. I would do it again. Like, what I tell people is the part of my life I was in the Navy is the part of most people's life when they was in college. So at my college age years, I was in the Navy with a pocket full of money and a car in New Orleans. So, you know, we would hit all the campuses like we were students, but we had cars and money. So just imagine being 21, 22 years old with a brand-new car, pocket full of money, on a college campus, they age.
Yeah.
Boy, I was something else back then. That's when I had abs. That's when I was thinking, you know, I'm a fat dude now, but back then, whoa, I was something else. Yeah, I really enjoyed the Navy. My best friend Harry Ratchford is now writing for. He was my roommate back in my Navy days. He's now writing for Kevin Hart, and you know,
wow.
My whole group is doing things. If you ever see The Hangover, the little Asian dude from The Hangover,
right?
Mm-hmm. The main dude, he was back there doing comedy with us back in those days. You know, he was a doctor. He's actually a MD right now. He's a doctor. He's a professional doctor in addition to being
wow.
a comedian and a fool. So, you know, that time was a great time in my life. But what happened with my Navy career is I got to a crossroads and I was 8 years in and I was faced with the decision to continue going in my Navy career or stop that and really pursue my comedy career. So I got out the Navy in 1998, packed up my family, and moved to Hollywood and never looked back.
Man, wow, that's really amazing. There you go. That is amazing. And that's how you got started in the industry. That's amazing. And everybody packed up and went to Hollywood. It's about time for me to go to Hollywood. I need to go out there. It seems like everybody that packs up and go to Hollywood make it.
Well, this is the thing. It's not really Hollywood. It's stepping out on faith. Like, no matter what your grind or your hustle is, whether you're a rapper, a singer, a comedian, at some point you're going to be asked to do that thing without a net. You know, like a lot of people will never make it. I don't care how good they are. These people are better comedians than me, but they will never make it because they will not step out on faith. Let me tell you something.
Exactly.
I talked to a guy the other day. I said, dude, I think you're funny. You have to get out of your small town. You have to move. You have to do something. God got to see that you're willing to go all the way without a net. You know, whether that be a DJ, a talk show host, a comedian, an actor, a singer, or even if you just somebody going to college is going out, is stepping out on faith. So if
right.
you're not willing to bet on yourself, you're not willing to bet.
Right. That's real. That's real, man. And you
yeah,
gotta respect
it. That.
You gotta do the right path, man.
You know,
yeah.
And then it helps if you love whatever you're doing, man. I love comedy, man. I love to make people laugh. I love to watch funny people, you know. So, you know, the blessing in my life is getting to do what I love to do every day. Right now I'm in Arlington, Texas, about to do the Arlington Improv 5 show starting tomorrow, and I'll be up at 6 o'clock in the morning because I got to do radio tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then after I finish that, I'll come back and I'll work on my show for that night, and then I'll get my merchandise and all that stuff ready, and tomorrow night I'll do 2 sold-out shows at the Arlington Improv because I know how to get it in.
Man, that's a blessing,
exactly.
Man.
And
that's
I see you're going to be in Greenville, South Carolina, November the 11th. I see that.
Yeah I'll be in Greenville.
Amazing.
That's me and John P. Keith. That's a gospel show.
One
of my good friends, my trainer and good friend, Kenya Crooks, put that together. And what that show is, it's really about the motivation, you know. I mean, a lot of us, you know, especially people of color, we are out of shape. We'll go to church every day, but we'll go leave church and eat for 3 hours, you know, with no exercise. So we got high blood pressure, we got hypertension, we got the gout, we got, you know, all the stuff that's plagued by, you know, those bad habits. And so with that, I think you can that particular show is going to be really about uplifting people and showing them another way to kind of take care of their bodies. And, you know, I'm going through some health issues because I wasn't taking care of myself. We gotta take care of ourselves. You know, black people be walking around talking about we big boned, but no, we ain't. We supposed to be smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I
want to
shout out Kenya Cripps too. Kenya Cripps is from my hometown. He played football for Seneca, South Carolina.
Yeah. Wow. That's my man right there. That's good people right there, man.
Yes. He played for Clemson. He played for
sure
our hometown. You know. Yes.
I tell you, I be working out with that dude. I want to fight him, but he's bigger than me.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, he is so huge. And he also has videos of you working out as well. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. He a good cat, man. But, you know, we just get it in, man. And I appreciate y'all for having me on because I know y'all got a choice over who y'all talk to. So thank y'all for having me on today.
Man, we were so excited for you to come on. And I was like, oh, my gosh, cannot wait. So we were gearing up all, I'd say for the past 2 weeks, we've been gearing up for this interview. It's just been crazy these past 2 weeks. So we've been trying to go hard and let everybody know.
I've been going hard, Nikki, and when I tell people I want everybody to listen, I went all of my network, my Facebook page, my Twitter page, I say I want all the big girls, all the skinny girls, anybody with a deficiency. I want anybody with a love handle. I want all the women with the lazy eye. You know what I'm saying? If you got a lazy eye, I want you to pay attention to me. If you got that little mushy part, it's like it ain't really tummy, it ain't really cuckoo. You know, I like that. You know what I'm saying? I want a woman with divots on her booty. You know what I'm saying? So it look like somebody playing golf off her ass. I want this. I want to be. Hey, hold on, wait, everybody, stop the press. DJ Unique. Did I hear you
what
say
up?
You and Cherokee the Ass got a company?
Oh man, me Cherokee the Ass got a DJ coalition. It's called Team Cherokee DJs, you know what I'm saying? And we going, man, and I'm the general of it, you know what I'm saying? And it's like over 700 DJs, you know, so it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. I ain't going to lie to you, man. It's crazy working with her, man. I get crazy DMs, tweets, because people think I'm their homie. They want to get at her the wrong way. But at the end of the day, I respect her because she's on her grind. You know, she's into the porn, you know what I'm saying? But she's really not like that, you know what I'm saying? If you know her,
she's a
businesswoman.
She's a business woman. I actually, 6 degrees of separation, the young lady who does Monique's hair and Cherokee are like first cousins. So, I know her, but not really, you know, because our girl Lena Palm, you know, who does Mo's hair is first cousin with Cherokee. And I've reached out to her on Twitter just to say hi and stuff like that. But I'm a fan of her work, I must say. But I'm also a fan of her grind and her hustle.
Man, I ain't going to lie to you, man. It's a blessing, man. She was on the show. You know what I'm saying? It just, man, her personality.
Last
you know what I'm
week.
For her. Yeah, man. She was on the show last week. You know what I'm saying? And, man, it's a blessing to have her shout out my name, man. But this man, like I said, man, you family now, man. As long as you got me on Twitter, man, you know we all family, you know what I'm saying? We just grinding out here, man, because out of all the DJs, you know what I'm saying, she chooses to pick me, you know what I'm saying? So that means a lot to me, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting a lot of exposure off it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a grinder, you know what I'm saying? She know I'm hungry, so she put me out there, you know what I'm saying? So to all DJs out there, man, holler at me, man. DJ Unique 23 on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? All independent artists, you know what I'm saying? Real DJs break artists, so that's me, so get at me. I talk to all everybody. I follow everybody.
I love
it.
I'm at Rodney Perry on Twitter, and I get it in. I say funny stuff, and you know I say some inspirational stuff sometimes. Depending on how I feel that day, you know what I mean?
You know I retweet that thing, man, twice, man. Come on, it's all good, man. You grinding, man. But look, man, for real, man, I'm gonna follow you twice, dude. But for real, man, cause you, I know you had said it in your last conversation, man. What is like working with Monique, man? Cause man, I'm a big Monique fan, you know what I'm saying? And cause she's a grinder, you know what I'm saying? My whole team, man, gonna be full of females, dude. I'm not the dudes be hating, females supportive, you know what I'm saying? So
you know, it's a wonder you said that. And I'm going to answer your question. The thing about working with a woman versus a man is anytime you work with men, there's always a quiet competition. Even if it's one of your boys, it's always a competition because that's how we as men communicate with each other. You know what I'm saying? So that's
right.
So one of the beautiful things about connecting with Monique is we never had that competition. I mean, we was more like brother and sister than we was ever anything else. So I was really blessed and lucky to connect with her. And when she took me under her wing, she really showed me some positive things. Like, I've been lucky to tour with some great comics. I toured with George Lopez. I toured with Sid the Entertainer. I toured with Steve Harvey. And each one of those people brings something great to the comedic table. George Lopez was the best writer I ever been around. He would write after every set. He would always be trying to make himself better. And then Sid the Entertainer never met a person that was a stranger. He made everybody feel like family. And then you look at a guy like Steve Harvey, whose business game is so Trump tight that it's ridiculous.
Mm.
And then you look at Monique, who embodies all of that, and she treat everybody with love. Like she once told me, she said, Rodney, if you treat everybody good, you never have to ask yourself if you treated the person good. You know, and that's a very powerful statement because a lot of people, you know, be on, you know, they just be cool because you popular right now. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's easy to be good to people when they popular, but how do you treat people when you don't have to treat them that way? And that's the one thing that she's always done is treat people, everybody. I mean, people don't believe
you say you a gangster, and you need to stop running. You go to the dealership, but you don't never cop nothing. You've been hustling a long time, and you ain't got nothing. You say you a gangster, but you never cop nothing. You say you a gangster, and you need to stop running. You go to the dealership, but you never cop nothing. You've been hustling a long time, and you ain't got nothing. Damn, homie. And hey, you was the man, homie. The fuck happened to you? I got to stick your vendetta up. When it come to the cheddar, nigga, you play with my paper. You gon' meet my Beretta. Now, shawty think I'm a sweater. I'm sippin' on my Beretta. I'm a hit one vendetta.
All right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We were having a little technical difficulties just now. When there's a lot of callers, it gets kind of crazy on that Nikki Rich Show. So you have to excuse me, guys. Excuse me. Sorry about that. It just went out just now. So, you know, that happens, the technical difficulties. But we live. DJ Unique, you there?
Yeah.
Aussies when I went to go go to the phone lines.
Fetish for fucking you with your skirt on the back street in the backseat of the Yukon. What's taking so long? I'm getting anxious with patience, waiting for you to tell a nigga to move on. Between me and you, once you find each other, flying abroad in my private G2. I ain't trying to G you, I'm trying to see you. Bend over, you know how we do it. Feet to shoulders, room heat to cold. This night so ferocious. Now you keep promoting the dick game is potent. Cause in the bed, nigga go hard like Jordan. Loving the way you be moaning, gripping the sheets, looking at me, thinking at me. Cause every morning just wanna be happy. And it's crazy, but baby, I
when I'm with you, baby.
Girl, just there, those eyes.
There's a better day, yeah, coming, I'm hooked on your love and believe it. And when you hold my body, I know you need me. Wait for me, baby. I've been going half crazy for your love. I was told that the sex is better than drugs. Been getting addicted.
Sometimes it does that.
$1 donations from our nation citizens. Just $1. So it doesn't hurt anybody. We really want to bring people together to really make some change, because we can't rely on the government, we can't rely on student loans. We're getting ourselves deeper and deeper in debt. And so God gave me a solution. So when Rodney was just talking, and he was like, you know, you got to just, like, walk out on faith. You got to go out and just attack it. And I'm saying, man, God gave me this vision 3 years ago, but it wasn't time. It's time now, 2011, and we're trying to get it done. And we just need help getting the money up in order to launch the organization. We're trying to get $15,000, and people are just not responding financially. They're responding with their mouths, but, you know, trying to get them to come off of that buck, one buck, is really difficult. So, but we are trying to make some really big change right now.
Exactly, and I know there's people out there that are ready to donate right now. How can they donate if they want to be a part of $1 College?
Well, they can go to our campaign site. It's Indiegogo. It's Indiegogo.com/$1 college. Spell it all out. So Indiegogo.com/$1 college. And anything, Nikki, anything that they are willing to give, $1, $5, some people are doing $50 and $100. We have gifts just to say thank you for your contribution. There's a video on there that you can watch. You can forward it, share with your friends. And I know people are real, you know, they're hurting right now financially. If they can't do it, just tell somebody. Tell somebody. Word of mouth is better than anything at this point. We have to make this foundation come to pass so that we can bless these kids.
Exactly. You can just ask all your friends. I know somebody got a dollar. So if you can get all your friends that you're cool with, and y'all can just have one big lump sum, you know, to donate to $1 College. I mean, you're actually having kids go to college for free. You cannot get no better than that. So, you know, this is something that's not going to be long drawn. You know, we need it now. Kids are in school right now.
Yes. And I tell you, Mickey,
if you want to donate, let's do it.
I know we're going to talk again in a week or so, but so we'll talk at length then, but the fact is, the same folks who are struggling with their kids, trying to get them school uniforms and their freshmen, when the foundation is completely ready to go, we have our money in escrow so that we can go ahead and start sending kids to school, they're going to be a junior in high school, and they're going to need the scholarship program. But if we don't do what we have to do right now just to pay for the 501c3 and the legal fees and things like that, if we don't do that, then we won't be able to have any organization, you know. So We're trying to set the foundation by bringing people together to make it happen, opposed to, you know, going to mommy and daddy and saying, hey, can you take out about $15,000 out of your 401k for us to launch this organization? No. The premise is bring people together to get it done. So that's what we're doing now. We have 42 days left, 42 days to raise $15,000. We got 291. That's where we are.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it. Like you said, you have to step out on faith, and that's what you're doing right now. To help somebody's child get into college, you know, and that's what we need. And a lot of us, you know, we grew up with no kind of, financial, no money toward college at all. So we always have to go to financial aid and borrow and borrow and borrow. And that's not what we're trying to do here. And that's not what you're trying to do with $1 college. You're trying to pay kids' way through school. And in order to do that, you have to donate. That's the only way. Working together.
Can you imagine, Nikki, if you donate $5 one time and a year later your kid is the one who gets a scholarship and it's $72,000 and you don't have to worry? I mean, that's remarkable. Like when Roddy was talking about, you got six kids, five daughters and a son, I was like, man, I can't wait to tell this dude. Like, I don't know how old his kids are, but I'm thinking, man, he's like the perfect situation. You got all these kids and you're only one person. We're trying to help those people.
Now is the time if you want to be a part of the $1 college. I mean, like I said, so all your friends, y'all all can put some money together and just donate because you're helping somebody else. And you know when you help somebody else, guess what? You're not saying you're expecting anything in return, but you will be blessed. You will be blessed. And it's not necessarily have to be money or anything. You know, it's all about, you know, just, you know, spreading the wealth. That's all it's about. And that's the way you can do that is by donating to help a child go to school for free. It's a
for
very
free.
Good cause.
For free.
For
that's,
free.
That's all it is. And, Nikki, just because you asked me where they can donate, I mean, yes, they can go to Indiegogo.com/$1college, but if they can't remember that, they can go straight to Facebook, type in $1 college, and boom, we're right there. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on StumbleUpon. You can't get away from us. It's just we're striving hard. We're going really, really hard just to bring awareness to what we're trying to accomplish. So we're just hoping that folks will just join us because it will change the way things are done. So
exactly. And, you know, I just wish you all the best, and I'm looking forward to you coming on November the 7th and discuss about the $1 college. So hopefully, you know, we'll have a little more money in the bank, you know, going toward your goal.
Yes, I believe that. And I thank you so much for inviting me on November 7th. I'm looking very forward to it. I can't wait to destroy Twitter with however many posts we're going to put up there. We're going to tweet it to death, so I'm excited.
Oh, man. And, you know, from now on, I'm glad you just let everybody know. And if you want to be a part of this, you can just donate right now because, like she said, she only has 42 days. And you have to set a limit like that in a time because people just keep dragging it. Oh, I'll pay her later. I'll give her some money later. So, you know, but the time is now. You need it right now.
Yes. Yeah, if all 5,000 of your listeners were listening right now and they all went up and said, okay, I got $5, I can do that, we go beyond what we needed. We have more than enough. We have $25,000, and that's if all of them were listening right now. Nobody was sick. Nobody dropped a call, nothing like that. So, I mean, if 10% of them did the same thing, which is more plausible, more realistic, we could make a dent in this and really start, start moving the ship. We can't move the ship. We can't steer it without money. So that's what it is.
It is. It is. And I'm telling you,
I just commend you for what you're doing, because that is an awesome cause. Just to know that you put somebody's child through college, that is beyond, that's beyond amazing. That is great. That is so awesome.
Well, and I, you're working on a PhD, right? So you know how much it costs.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So it's crazy. And, you know, just with all the other degrees and growing up in a household with, you know, parents that haven't even been to college, you know, mm-hmm. I understand everything. I understand it. And, you know, I commend you again. And I
Thank
know
you.
We got... DJ Unique online as well. DJ Unique, you
what
know,
do,
it's
do,
awesome.
Do, do.
Hey, DJ Unique, I just liked you on Twitter. I just tried to make you follow you or whatever it's called on this thing.
Definitely, we'll get it in, man. You know, I'm the retweet king. You know what I'm saying? Long you, I'm gonna follow you back. You know what I'm saying? It's all great. We can get it in. You know what I'm saying? You know. I support everything positive, you know what I'm saying? That's real positive, you know what I'm saying? So you got my retweets.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to need them.
Exactly. But we thank you for coming on tonight. And, you know, I look forward to November the 7th. It's going to be amazing. And hopefully, like I said, the more people, I'm going to be telling everybody up until then, to just donate to $1 College, and you can they can follow you on Twitter as well.
Yes, they can follow me on Twitter. It's the _$1 College. So
I know that's right.
Very simple.
But you're doing a great job, Nikki. Thank you so much, DJ Unique. It's great to have a chance to even talk to you for this quick second. And I know you're running out of time, so I won't take no more time from you.
You're good. You Gucci Bear, baby. You from Charlotte. Come on, baby. We family. Let's go.
Get it in.
But we thank you again, and we hope, you know, and we look forward, to the interview on the following Monday, November the 7th. And we'll
be in contact
till
then. Yes, ma'am. Have a great night.
You too. Man, it's been crazy tonight. It's been an awesome night. We had Jay Hood along with the Rodney Perry of the Rodney Perry Live Show. So you know, may know him from Monique's show, and we're so glad that he stopped through for a minute. And none other DJ Unique. Man,
yeah,
what's going on?
Man, you already know what's not going on, man. I'm grinding, man. I'm hungry. I'm eating it. I'm eating them up.com. You already know, man. I feel good, man. You know, I'm always happy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's grinding, trying to do their thing. No matter what you do, man, stay focused. Don't let nobody put your dreams down, because there's a lot of hating going on, man. Don't let nobody stop your dreams, man. Stay focused, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm riding to the wheels fall off. Don't believe that, man. Please follow me on Twitter. Everybody that listens, DJ Unique23. You send me a friend request on Facebook. I'm on the Facebook at Cherokee DJs. That's DJs with the S, Cherokees, DJs with the S. Spaceball Unique, you know what I'm saying? You can holler at me on there, man. I'm just too blessed to be stressed. All artists come at me. Holler at me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm working with everybody. You know what I'm saying? The movement is moving. I host shows also. My DJ parties, I go anywhere, you know what I'm saying? This is a flight, you know what I'm saying, a bus ride.